That's the voice. That's the energy. That's the free-range spirit of Clarice Assad. And she's headed to San Antonio with newly written music under her arm. That music intended for the Las Americas concert by Soli Chamber Ensemble this coming Monday and Tuesday. I'm James Baker, and I recently had a chance to chat with Clarice about her busy career, which has been opening musical doors across the country and around the world. She has also been beating down some of the arbitrary walls which separate one genre of music from another. How could we expect anything less? For she hails from one of Brazil's most famous and varied musical families, the Família Assad.
Yes, it was, I always say that to me music is a very natural thing because it was always happening in my house, not only for because of my father playing the guitar all the time and my uncle too, but it goes back to my grandparents who were amateur musicians. My grandmother, she's a beautiful singer, and my grandfather played the mandolin. So it was music 24 hours a day in that household. So it was very natural for me to pick up an instrument and start playing with it, you know.
When did you know you were going to be a musician?
I think it's all about what one spends a lot of time doing, you know. Like if somebody spends a lot of time playing tennis, and they might enjoy it so much, they might make a career out of that, right? And to me, music was the same thing. I could never stop doing it. It was just so much passion in it for me. I could spend hours and hours doing activities that were related to music, either listening or writing or practicing the piano. I never even thought of it as practicing. I just, you know, just wanted to get better at the instrument. So it was a no-brainer in that way. It didn't occur to me to even do anything else at the time.
So the piano was your first instrument?
I actually think voice was my first instrument because I did have a horrible time with the piano. I had no natural talent for it at all. You know, it was horrible in the beginning. My father, actually, he was kind of concerned, like, wow, she cannot play this instrument. She can't play anything, you know, because I was a little bit on the not-so-coordinated side. But I had so much, I guess, brain power, like willpower to conquer all of my imperfections that eventually I could become better at it, you know, little by little. But it was a long time before I could really play correctly in time and everything. It was the strangest thing. And now I feel like I've gotten to a point where I can feel like, okay, I can say I'm a piano player. You know what I mean?
So how do you see yourself today, as a vocalist or as a pianist?
Well, now I think of this, the two as one thing. Mm-hmm, if there was a category of piano singer, I'll fall into that.
So tell us about this new piece that you're bringing to San Antonio. I think it's called Elementos.
Elementos means element in Portuguese, and the reason why it's in Portuguese is because the person who wrote the lyrics and the poetry for the song cycle, he's from Brazil. He's a friend of mine. His name is Daniel Basílio, and he wrote the most beautiful poetry based on the four elements, earth, fire, water, you know. And then I just love his work as a writer, and it's very easy to set his text to music because he's also a composer. So that's how that came to be.
Clarice, count me among those who are anticipating your new music and your interesting melding of diverse styles. And thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you so much.
You can hear the world premiere of Elementos Monday evening at 7:30 at the Carlos Alvarez Studio Theater at the Tobin, and Tuesday evening at 7:30 at Ruth Taylor Concert Hall. For KPAC, I'm James Baker.